Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Always love having our friend Ed Brown, filmmaker and producer of Unacceptable Levels, a documentary that should not be missed.
Yeah, it's about chemicals in our bodies and how they got there.
Yeah. Hi, Ed.
Hi, how are you?
I was just giving him crap before because he's not in the studio, but we'll get him back one of these days. We're lucky to have you by phone.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, I really wish I could have made it back there today. It's a really great drive, too, over to New Jersey.
New Jersey's beautiful this time of year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The strip malls look fantastic.
Hey, now. Someday we'll have leaves on the trees again.
Yeah, right. Someday. Someday. Well, you've been a very busy man, and I know your movie is making its way out into the world and helping educate folks like us. Talk about what's going on lately with the movie.
Well, you know, what we're trying to do is we're setting a standard, I hope, a new one, for other filmmakers to follow suit, where if you have a movie that's a social change film, what better vehicle to use other than social media, right? So we're using the film to not just build awareness or to build our brand or to build the film's following. We're also trying to financially benefit nonprofits and companies that are helping nonprofits out there that are doing the right thing, trying to educate people about synthetic chemicals and what they're doing inside of our bodies. So on May 9th, we have a really huge worldwide kind of unique platform as we're working with a company called Yekra to bring this film out there. And it's a financial benefit for everybody, but especially nonprofits that are a champion of this issue.
Of this issue being that we're trying to detox our world.
That's a fact, yeah. I mean, it's a big challenge. And, you know, even at the beginning of my movie, I call it the biggest unnatural disaster that's ever happened in human history, and it is.
Absolutely.
You know, we haven't just polluted our land and it stops there, or the water and it's or the air and it just stops there. We've polluted ourselves completely over the past 100 years, yeah.
Yeah, the bioaccumulation. So the trailer is amazing. I really just love the format. It's, you know, with such a critical issue that can, you know, levy so much fear and anger that
but Ed handles
it does
well,
really, really
cause I've
well.
I've seen the film and I love the way that Ed uses his kids and his family, mm-hmm. and because that's what people relate to.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I know for me, when I got involved in healthier green, whatever you want to call it, natural living, I didn't think about that stuff really until I started having kids, and then it was like, wait a minute, what's happening? Why is this happening?
Yeah, I think that's where my motivation was drawn from as well. I mean, you know, as a parent, and you know, you take every issue that comes up very seriously, whether it's their education or, you know, how they're doing in a societal sense or behavior and everything. And you also sit back and think, you know, their health is of the utmost importance. So, you know, when I started digging into this issue and I started realizing that my children are going to be born with over 200 synthetic chemicals inside of their bodies and how that might affect them in their lifetime, to me is an egregious, you know, action that, you know, companies have undertaken, that the government has undertaken. And, you know, and I don't think everything was malicious, but we certainly have a problem.
Right.
And we have to address it.
Well, and we'd like to think that government's looking out for us, and as we've learned over time, that's not necessarily the case.
Whether
it's for profit or for the next term in office or whatever the motivations might be, unfortunately, which is why it's so important that people educate themselves and vote with their consumer dollars and choose the products and support the companies that are offering us the alternatives.
I completely agree. I mean, I get this question often about what are we supposed to do on a federal level. Now, that, to me, to get the elephant to move around in that room, takes a pretty big peanut. And so to me, it's thanks for laughing.
Cute.
You got to move the donkeys too, not just the elephants.
Yeah, and there's a lot of donkeys in there as well. Sure. Okay.
You mean the asses? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So we got some circus and barnyard animals that exist inside of the Beltway. You know, we're all in tune with that. But You know, I can't wait, and neither should anyone else wait, for the federal government. It might take a year, it might take 4 years, it might take 10, it might not ever happen.
A lifetime.
For us to wait for those changes at a federal level or a state and local level as well to happen, it's going to take some time. But, you know, what I can do right now immediately is try to take some of these chemicals that are getting into me immediately and try to eliminate them from going in there in the first place.
Right, right.
And that means consumer. And that means, you know, educating yourself as a consumer, absolutely.
Yeah, and hitting companies in the pocketbook where it really, you know,
well,
where
and
it hits.
I love the idea of, and we've mentioned it all the time on the show, voting with your pocketbook, voting with your wallet, with your fork,
mm-hmm.
and supporting those small, maybe it's a small farm, you know, the small farming system in your area, you know, that's not using so much pesticides and not poisoning the soil, and, you know, supporting that more than Big Ag or whatever. I mean, that's just one issue. Like you said, there's so many, whether it's the cosmetics industry, the furniture we buy, it's laced with formaldehyde and flame retardants.
Right.
It's very upsetting.
So we can see that you've got quite a few screenings coming up around the country prior to your big release. It's wonderful that you're creating those partnerships and giving local organizations and communities the opportunity to start this really or reinforce this important conversation that many of them hopefully are already having.
So can people kind of sign up or reach out to you somehow and create a screening in their community?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That it's the easiest thing you could ever do. If you want this film to come to your town, it's pretty simple. You go to unacceptablelevels.com, you click on screenings, and you'll see some icons for Tug, and you just go in there and say, you know what? I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I just watched Looney Tunes with my kids the other day, so that's where I got that one from. But, you know, if you live in Albuquerque or Seattle,
have to take your inspiration
or Newport Beach, you know, you can sit back and say, I really want to bring this film to my area. And in a communal setting, this is great for people to come out, get together, start sharing ideas, and start learning more about what's happening to ourselves. So you go into our website, you click on Tug.com. You say, I want it to be on this date. I want it to be in this theater. Bang. Pretty simple. You'll get back a reply in a couple days, and then away you go. All you need to do is promote it, get the minimum amount of people to come out, and then you got a screening, and then you got a community working together and talking together. And I think that's great. So we've given people the ability to watch this film a couple different ways. One's going to be online. One's going to be in the theaters if you choose to. And the other one will, of course, be DVDs, and that's going to be coming on June 10.
How exciting.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I haven't got my act together yet to do a screening here, either in the old theater in Booton. Mm-hmm. We have a very, very cool historic theater in Booton that does films.
Oh, well, then I have to come over. Yeah, see, that's definitely going to get me out over there, right?
Okay, now I know how to get you out here. And it's actually one of two theaters left in the country that's a reverse theater. It's an old vaudeville theater and George Burns.
Rear projection, huh?
Yeah, it's actually fascinating. Well, you'd have to see it, but you can't go in there in the winter because it's kind of cold.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we've got
so
some.
It's not climate controlled.
Not so much. Not so much.
Well, that makes for an enjoyable experience in winter, I would think.
Well, if you can light a bonfire in the middle, stand and keep warm.
So they frown on that in theaters.
It just hasn't gotten warm enough to even think about it. But now that I'm speaking with you, I am definitely reminded and will put that in motion.
Yeah, that would be great. I would absolutely love to do that. I think it's important that when you got a community that like yours or anywhere else, basically, that can come out and they can rally around an issue, you'll start to see that the world will start to become a better place.
And
quickly as well. It's not going to take, it shouldn't take decades to get people behind this issue. Well, let's hope it doesn't.
It seems really common sense.
Now, explain to me also about this May 9th event and how people can get involved.
You know, it's such a big deal. May 9th is really what we want to do is twofold. We want to change the way films are being distributed through nonprofits and through companies and through ourselves. And also we want to spread awareness about this very serious issue that has long-term implications on everyone's health. So May 9th is so important because we want it to be a sea change in the way films are distributed. So what we want people to do, you know, you get in touch with a particular nonprofit like Healthy Child, Healthy World.
Okay.
Safer Chemicals, Healthy Family.
Yeah.
Or Environmental Working Group, you know, or Allergy Kids and stuff like that, and say, look, I want to help out your cause. And part of this, so if you rent the film on May 9th through a lot of different ways, go to yekra.com/unacceptable-levels, and you can watch it there.
Or
you can watch it on our website.
Or thegreendivas.com.
Or thegreendivas.com, which is a really, really other great resource for it, obviously. And right?
Yeah.
And so that way, you're supporting local industry, and you don't even know it by renting this film. Sometimes you might not know it, I should say. And of course, everybody over at Green Divas deserves a great deal of credit for promoting this and getting people to get excited about it.
Wow.
Why? It, you know, it's a major issue that everybody has to get this information, and they can share it and really help out Green Divas simultaneously. So, yeah, I mean, that's why this is a big deal.
Well, we, you know, promoting what you're doing in the film is easy because it's well done. It's well intentioned. We love you, Ed, and we really want to see more people become educated through films like Unacceptable Levels.
Yeah. Well, I can't say thank you enough. I mean, I could, but I'll keep trying.
I'm not going to stop
you. I've always appreciated all the support. Everybody over at Green Divas has been fantastic for the duration. And, you know, ever since the first time we met, you're just, you have a great show and everybody's so affable and nice.
And
that's another thing that I've found in this spectrum is that everybody's so pleasant and cordial and just, you know, everybody wants to get along and make the world a better place.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of spirit behind it.
A lot more collaboration going on in this industry, if you want to call it that, whatever this is, this green, and it's some of it's about business and some of it's about sharing and helping each other out. And I don't know, it's just a different philosophy than the corporate world of the, you know, last
the
century.
Almighty dollar, right?
The last century. That's so last century.
That's right. We're the new millennium.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the great work
yeah,
you're doing.
I like that.
All right. Well, I'm going to organize myself to get a. To get a showing here, a viewing here, and I will, you know, I'll work it out so you can be here with us.
Awesome. That'd be great.
Terrific. Look forward to meeting you.
Thanks for calling, Ed.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you again, everybody.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great one.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.